This week, a lot of the attention and focus has been on Statistics South Africa's release on Tuesday of its quarterly labor force survey. And that survey looked at the second quarter of this year, so that's from April to June. And it revealed that the official unemployment rate in that period had actually increased by 0.3% from quarter one. So the official unemployment rate stands at 33.2%, which translates into about 8,367,000 people who are unemployed. And that's a very sobering statistic. With me on the line to discuss this further is Solly Molai, who is the Acting Deputy Director General for Population and Social Statistics at Statistics South Africa. Solly, thank you so much for chatting with us on the Home Run. 0.3% doesn't sound like such a huge increase when we're talking figures about unemployment, but roughly how many people does that translate into?
Good evening, good afternoon to the listeners, and happy Women's Month. Indeed, we released the quarterly labor force survey this Tuesday. And we are saying that our numbers in terms of the quarterly labor force, we are sitting about more than 40,000 more people unemployed. So that is now the actual numbers. So when you're translating it into understanding how many people now are unemployed when you compare to the previous quarter.
Solly, so 40,000 is significant. At the same time, how do you judge who is unemployed? So for example, if somebody is renting rooms, they're not working, they're not employed, but they do have an income, or if somebody has piecemeal jobs, are you categorizing those kind of people as unemployed?
Yes, remember the definition of employed, when you have worked for an hour in that particular reference period. It could be that you have a business, that business could be small business, you selling in the corner, as long as the profit, or you've worked for as a domestic worker or a gardener for an hour, and you've been paid for that particular hour, we are able to capture you. So we are capturing all type of formal sector, informal sector, private sector, private household, including agriculture also.
Was there anything about the results for the last quarter that surprised you? And if yes, what was it?
Yes. Fortunately, with our statisticians, we are not getting surprised, but it's just a question of seeing the trends, yes. So, for example, in this quarter, we have seen those who classify them as discouraged job seekers. They moved from 3.5 million, which was in quarter one, now they're sitting in 3.4 million. What we have done in this quarter is that we are celebrating Women's Month, we wanted to bring in the gender lens in the numbers that we have released. And when you look at the discouraged job seekers, majority of them are women. About 1.9 million of them are discouraged job seekers. And the reason being, they give us three reasons. One is because there's no job within the area that they stay, that's one. Two, they indicated that the skills that they have vis-a-vis the job that they are looking for, they can't find the job that suits their skills. The last one, they were saying that they've lost hope, was looking for a job. So those are three big reasons why we have even classified them as discouraged job seekers, and we are talking about 3.4 million people.
Solly, at the beginning, we spoke about an increase of 40,000 plus minus people who are unemployed, who weren't unemployed the quarter before. Is that consistent with what you've seen? Are our unemployment figures climbing slowly throughout the years?
So if you look at over time in terms of our unemployment in South Africa, we were sitting about, in terms of employed people, we were sitting about 16.4 before COVID-19. Now we moved to about 16.8 million now. We were hoping that at some point we'll reach the 17 million mark. We did in one quarter, and then we dropped back into the 16.8, 16.7 million. So we are not necessarily moving at the speed that I think most of us, we want to see the unemployment or the employment numbers increasing when more people are employed. The second point is that as long as the economy is growing at the percentage in which it's growing now, remember our economy is growing by less than 1%. By extension, it means that you are not having more people who are employed. And that is the reason why unemployment rate keeps on rising, because we don't have enough economic activities that are happening that also generate employment opportunities so that we can hire more of South Africans. The third point is that we are also seeing graduates now, unemployment rate for graduates, it was always below the 10%. Now we are sitting about 12%, which means that even if you have a degree, you are struggling now to even get a job because of economic activities that I already mentioned, that we are not having enough economy that is at a pace that will be able to absorb more graduates and even those who don't have qualifications.
Solly, how do our unemployment figures compare with unemployment figures elsewhere in Africa and elsewhere in the world?
I think if you look at our unemployment rate is quite high compared to most of the countries. And again, it has to do with the structure of economy that we're having. The economy, the sector that contributes the most in terms of employment is the formal sector. So our formal sector is, by extension, if the economy is not growing, it means that you are most likely not, either you're sustaining the job that you have or you are losing. We are also now starting to see that the impact of the U.S. funding that was withdrawn, we're starting to see the impact of it, especially in the health and social services. So we are seeing a lot of job losses in that sector, which means that our unemployment rate will keep on rising. And then again, comparing to, especially within the BRICS countries, our unemployment rate is quite high.
You also mentioned unemployed graduates, and you said that it had reached, or it was always below the 10% threshold, and now we're up to 12%. And you've linked that obviously to the economical activities happening. But how can that be addressed? Do the subjects that our graduates are studying need to be changed, or is it something bigger than that?
It's more than the subject. It's about the economy. If you have an economy that in quarter to quarter is growing by 0.1%, even if you have an engineering qualification, as long as we don't have constructions sector that is booming, and also we are building stadiums and also building houses, you are not going to be employed, because the economic activities are not happening within the sector that you are supposed to be absorbed. Even if you have a degree in accounting, if our finance sector is not, or industry is not performing, big banks are going to retrench, and that by extension, it means you are not able to be absorbed in those sectors. So it's not about the qualification only, but it's also about us as a country trying to restart the economy so that we are able to see most of this sectors, for example, construction, mining, your finance, and also manufacturing, so that we're able to absorb as many as South Africans as possible in those industries.
Solly, I don't want to ask you what needs to happen to bring these figures down, because those are conversations that we can have and you have been having with other channels and I've had with other experts. But what I want to ask you is, what happens now with this information? Does this information make it to government, and is there people, experts, committees in government that will sit and address these figures?
As I speak to you, I just presented to Parliament yesterday. They were celebrating Women's Month, and I shared the picture of how women in South Africa, especially when coming to labour, that unemployment rate, women are vulnerable to unemployment rate. And if you ask me what is the face of unemployment rate, unemployment in South Africa, it's in two parts. It's youth, and then secondly, it's women. And I've shared with Parliament, because that's where the laws are made, in Parliament. I'm also, tomorrow we are presenting in another forums where we are seeing business leaders, especially in those industries that I've mentioned, that we really need to share with them the numbers so that they understand that them investing in the country, them investing in those industries, these numbers will change. But if you are not, these numbers will either, we are seeing more and more people unemployed. The other thing, which is the last part, is that we left with 5 years before we get to the NDP, which is the 2030 this closing cycle of the NDP. The NDP saying that unemployment rate in South Africa should be at 6%, and we are sitting about 33%. So there's quite a number of initiatives that we need to put in place so that we can able to reduce unemployment rate. We can able to reach a target of 6%.
Is that realistic? I mean, do you really think that we can reach a target of 6% in the next 5 years?
It's going to be tough. And I'm hoping that with the new initiative that came now on that it talks about the dialogue, that South Africans will go into this dialogue with these numbers and discuss them and say, what is it that we need to do realistically so to improve the economy? Because without economy improving, these numbers will always increase and we are not going to try and reduce them.
And what was the response like from Parliament? And you mentioned tomorrow you're talking to business leaders. Is there an understanding that this is almost a crisis? I don't know if you would use that word, but from the outside, it looks critical. Is there an understanding that urgent action is needed and will this urgent action happen?
I think that the manner in which we presented yesterday, we actually even went further. We said, yes, unemployment rate is sitting at 33.2%, which translates to 8.4 million people. However, the real issue is not just a official unemployment numbers. It's an expanded unemployment rate, which includes the discourage, which now moved the number to 12 million. That is the 12 million that we really need to talk about, because if already people are discouraged in participating in the labor market, it means that as a country, we really need to find a way, a solution to help and assist the economy to grow. The other thing that we also presented yesterday to say, if you look at the number of social grant recipients, it's increasing, especially for youth, because of the 3 feet, which means that you are now getting into a space where now we are not even able to absorb the youth in the market. And then at the same time, the other side, the youth are now receiving social grants, which become more of an expenditure that government will carry moving forward.
Sali Molai, Acting Deputy Director General for Population and Social Statistics at Statistics South Africa, thank you for your input, for answering so eloquently. And as you say, the main areas are youth and women. And there's a goal, 6% unemployment in the next 5 years, when we're currently sitting at 33.2%. So that's quite a challenge. A lot will need to happen. And I think I will stay with what I said earlier, that I do believe our unemployment is in a critical stage.